So here I am, very surprisingly, standing next to Nick Cave's piano with a gentleman I just met up the street called Clancy. Hi, Clancy.
How do you do?
I always talk to men wearing hats, not because I have a thing for the men, but because I do have a thing for hats.
Good man.
You have a guide dog, and you were looking like you needed directions, so I brought you right here into the ICA. And it's your job today to tune Nick Cave's piano. What do you think about it so far? How much work is going to have to be done?
No, this piano gets tuned all the time because it goes to the best concerts in London. So it'll probably take me about 15 minutes to tidy it up.
Nice. And he wants it perfectamont.
Well, he's doing a book launch tonight. I don't know what his book is about because I haven't read it yet, but I'm very intrigued. And he's doing some sort of musical accompaniment with it. So a musical book launch, I'm sure it's going to be fascinating.
Tell me a little bit about your dog, Oscar. Relatively famous, isn't he? Met some important people.
Oscar is the most travelled guide dog you will ever meet. He is a beautiful yellow Labrador with a face that would charm any woman on the planet. He's got the biggest brown eyes you can ever imagine. And one particular story about him was I took him to Paris to celebrate the two birthdays of two very good friends of mine. Four of us, my partner Sharon, Clarissa and Jerry, Oscar the guide dog, all travelled to Paris first class on the Eurostar. Had the most amazing day eating lunch at Chez Janoux and their wonderful chocolate mousse, which is to be celebrated all across the streets of Paris. Yeah. We arrived back at Gare du Nord at 10 o'clock at night, and the British authorities said that Oscar and I were not allowed to board the train, and we will never be returning to England before 6 months, as he is now quarantined out of the country.
What? In prison?
He said, they said, you have to live in Paris. I said, it's 10 o'clock at night. Don't be stupid. We've been out of the country for 10 hours. I rang the Department of Environment, Farming and Rural Affairs, and they said, you have to stay in Paris. All the passengers entered the train. We were left by ourselves, Oscar, myself, and my partner, Sharon. I didn't know what to do. There was 3 minutes to go to get onto the train. I bent down, recited my Buddhist prayer, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, three times, looked at my dog, said, I'm taking him to England. We ran to the passport control and said, I've made a decision. I'm taking my dog to England. She thought that I meant that the authorities had allowed me to take him to England.
Nam-myoho Renge Kyo has the power.
So she led us through, and then we ran like the wind, getting chased by the Eurostar people, getting chased by the British authorities, but we got to the train first. They came onto the train and said, get off. We said, no. Sharon threw her arms around my shoulders. It was like being in a movie. Oscar said, I will never give in.
In doggy talk.
The Department of Environment phoned me on my mobile and said, get off the train. I said, no. We arrived in England and were arrested. It took 5 days for my dog to be released.
Really?
But Hilary Benn, the Minister for the Environment, was superb. His wife, Sally Clark, was even better. And Sir Malcolm Rifkin, my local MP, was a total star. If you want to see the story, it's on Sir Malcolm Rifkin's website. Oscar was released under a mad law from 1917, some clause buried deep in the legislation of Britain. I had to keep him in my house for 2 weeks. And after that, he finally forgave me for landing him in prison, for turning up in Paris without his passport.
You have a passport now?
We do have a passport. Actually, it comes into place this month, so I think I might take him again, if anybody
Fantastic.
Wants to come with us.
Fantastic. Now, you've got your fingers in lots of pies. Not right now. You've got your fingers in a piano. Yeah. And you're involved with art festivals, all kinds of other bits and bobs. Now, you've got a bit of an issue with the Arts Festival website at the moment. Is that right?
We are a bunch of fantastic volunteers from Earl's Court who are very arty indeed. We have lots of visual arts, some great music. We brought on some brilliant people. JLS came out of the Earl's Court Festival. They're celebrated by loads of kids all over the place. We've got some other... Phil Dell, who's a brilliant singer-songwriter, has just got a four-album deal. We had a play called Hangover Square, which got 4 stars in the Times, 4 stars in the Telegraph. But we're a completely minnow organization and we don't have a great deal of technical expertise.
Not enough geeks.
No geeks. What we need is a decent website and some Twitter advice and and how to make ourselves really attractive on the web. We've got the designers, we just don't have the volunteers to do the web establishment for us in the way that we really need it doing.
Well, I'm about to give you my card, and that will give you all of the, over the phone, because we're not necessarily local, but next time I'm in town, I'm happy to pop around, all of the social media and Twitter advice that you could possibly want. When it comes to web design, I'm pants. But there is going to be a web designer listening to this right now who says, give me the guy's details, I want to help him out. So, do you have an email address that they can give? You can give?
Yeah, we do. Earl's Court Festival is the festival that I'm talking about, but my email address is kclancy, which is kclancy at talktalk.net. So it's kclancy, no dot, kclancy at talktalk.net.
Fantastic. I will let you get on with your work now. Somebody will be contacting you, no doubt, probably right now as they're listening to this, because it would be awesome to see what kind of, you know, website you can have. Now, how easy, being blind, do you find internet access and usability?
Using email is exactly the same as everybody else. It's very, very similar. But web is much more awkward. There's the visuals, the amount of junk that you have to get through to try and find where you're at. It's a laborious business. There are plenty of blind people out there who have the time to do that. I don't. So I like to be given advice about where to go to find things very quickly, and to have friends to help. Yeah, but we put on an arts festival last year. We had 37 events. We had some great literary stuff on there to make that website totally fantastic and to establish a really cool arts festival, which is, I mean, our tag phrase is that, you know, brains are the new black. Having a soul is the new black. Being, you know, true to yourself is the new black. So all of that celebrity stuff that's out there, we're not interested. We want to have an arts festival which means something and actually touches people's lives.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Clancy. Just so that I can put it in the title and hopefully gain more attention, quickly tell me about Nelson Mandela.
Oscar and I went to see the unveiling of Nelson Mandela's statue at Parliament Square, and the great man was there giving his speech along with a wonderful choir. They came down to the crowd to say his piece, and he said hello to Oscar and never said a word to me.
I bet the dog has a very smug dog-like look on his face.
Well, that's life, you know. He's better looking than I am, that's, you know.
Well, thank you very much. Let's leave with a very short tune.
Very short tune. Whoops.